You're listening to Beyond the Chart, where we go off the record with Baton Rouge General's medical elite. I'm your host, Brogan Taj. Let's get charting. Welcome back to Beyond the Chart. I'm your host, Brogan, and I've got an interesting one for you today. It might sound kind of gross, but we're going to be talking all about wounds. I'm here with Dr. Sean Carpenter, a nationally recognized expert in the specialty of wound medicine. He's the chief of wound medicine and hyperbarics here at Baton Rouge General and the CEO of MedCentrics. Welcome to the podcast, Dr. Carpenter. It's nice to have you here.
Great to be here. Thank you, Brogan.
All right, so tell me a little bit more about yourself. How did you get into wound medicine?
Well, I started off in emergency medicine at Charity Hospital, and I graduated in 2004. I was the last full graduate in class from the emergency medicine residency program before Katrina. But while I was there, there was a physician by the name of Keith Van Meter. He's still there. And he was the chairman of the emergency medicine department, but he also did hyperbaric medicine as well. He ran a hyperbarics fellowship. Mm-hmm. And during my residency program, I was exposed to a lot of hyperbaric medicine as well as wound care. And, you know, patients in New Orleans had a huge need for wound care beyond just the emergency room where...
So, like, let's break it down for our audience a little. What exactly, you keep saying hyperbarics, what is that, and, like, what is wound care?
Okay, so hyperbaric medicine is the use of pressurized oxygen to treat a multitude of disease processes. So, essentially... Hyperbaric medicine consists of placing a patient inside of a chamber. Mm-hmm. That patient breathes 100% oxygen, and then that chamber is pressurized, usually to about the equivalent of 2 atmospheres or the same as if you were scuba diving, you went to 33 feet of seawater in depth. That's sort of the pressure that patients undergo. And then that pressure forces the oxygen into the bloodstream through the lungs, essentially. Mm-hmm. And you breathe that 100% oxygen. When it's pressurized, the oxygen then dissolves into your plasma, and then you can get up to 10 to 11 times the amount of oxygen in your bloodstream than what you and I have right here sitting at room air. I mean, we're essentially at 1 atmosphere right now, just sitting here, but inside of a hyperbaric oxygen chamber, you go to usually about 2, sometimes 2.4 atmospheres, and now those patients are breathing 100% oxygen pressurized, and then whatever their medical condition is that is preventing their cells from being oxygenated, because you need oxygen to heal, your immune system needs oxygen to work, then you're able to function and heal at a accelerated rate.
Okay, yeah, so I was say it like it speeds it up.
Exactly.
It speeds up the healing process. That's so interesting.
Now that's for people who are oxygen deficient. Mm-hmm. Now, you or I, if we don't have an oxygen deficiency, then hyperbaric oxygen therapy is not really going to help. Gotcha. So you know, diabetics will have decreased oxygenation of their tissues, people who have crush injury, folks who have certain types of bone infections that aren't healing, even after antibiotics, folks who've had radiation injury. Gotcha.
So you wouldn't just go in just for a regular, like, open wound type situation. Gotcha.
Because
that's going to heal.
And people think the oxygen goes in through the open wound. No, it doesn't. You breathe it into your lungs, then it goes into your bloodstream, and then it gets to the wound through your bloodstream. So
inside out as opposed to
exactly.
outside.
Exactly.
Gotcha. That's so interesting. I kind of heard that you use maggots to treat wounds.
Sterile medical maggots. Now, folks in Louisiana will come in with maggots that they've just gotten at home. In fact, I got a text today from one of the Baton Rouge physicians about a patient he had that walked in with maggots in his wound, and what should we do with it? Maggots in nature clean wounds. Mm-hmm. We use sterile medical maggots, so they're sterile. They're not going to cause infection or anything like that. And we place them in the wound for roughly 2 to 3 days. We put a little dressing on there so they don't escape. And essentially, they're the most efficient little surgeons in the world. They just chew on only dead tissue. And essentially, they chew the dead tissue, then they vomit it back up. And in that vomit, there are enzymes that then degrade the tissue even more. And maggots get the wound incredibly clean. It's a very, very effective way to... clean or debride certain types of wounds.
How often are you putting maggots on people?
We used to do it a lot more when we had a really high level inpatient wound center mm-hmm. at Mid City.
Yeah.
When we had the long term acute care hospital there, so we don't do as much, but we still do it on certain patients.
That's crazy. And very in depth. I would have never thought about a maggot like vomiting.
Maggots vomit. Yeah, they do.
Wow. Okay. So are
especially when they're hungover.
That's funny. So are there, what other kind of treatments besides the maggots and the hyperbarics are?
So we use what are called synthetic skin grafts that are made out of either human placenta. Mm-hmm. Some of them are made out of porcine or pig intestinal wall. We have some that are made out of neonatal foreskin mm-hmm. cells. Some of these grafts are made out of fish skin. There's all sorts of synthetic skin grafts that we use to heal wounds. We also use something called platelet-rich plasma, which a lot of orthopedists use to inject joints and so forth. But essentially what we do is we draw a patient's blood, we spin it down in a centrifuge, we isolate the platelets, and then we create this gel that mm-hmm. releases the patient's own concentrated growth factor into their wound bed.
That's crazy.
So, and that procedure is just now getting a reimbursement code from Medicare. So we've been doing it for years with no reimbursement code, but now it's actually being legitimized by CMS, and it's something that I'm excited to bring to patients
awesome.
Statewide because that's a very effective treatment as well.
That's awesome. I feel like it takes a very specific kind of person to be interested in wound care and be able to look at this all day.
Yeah, I mean, you know, typically the people that get involved in wound medicine are people who like to pick scabs, or someone in their family has a zit that needs to be popped or a blackhead or something.
I actually do love doing that.
Yeah, the people that love that stuff, like, oh, let me see. I want
the people who like to watch Dr. Pimple Popper.
Yeah, all that. Yeah. There's a certain deranged mentality of folks that are interested in wounds. And I really was, when Dr. Van Meter was really talking about hyperbarics, that's what really got me mm-hmm. interested
yeah.
in hyperbarics. And the wounds was sort of a disgusting aspect that I thought to myself, I'm a board certified emergency medicine physician. Why would I want to mess with chronic wounds?
Yeah.
And it, as it turns out, the hyperbaric aspect of what we do from the physician side is actually pretty boring. I mean, a patient sits in a chamber and breathes.
So what does this chamber look like? In my head, you're in a coffin.
It's clear. It's clear acrylic. You can watch whatever movie you want. You basically just go to sleep.
Okay.
You know, I wish I could just get hyperbarics once a day and sleep for an hour and a half.
Is that how long people are usually in it?
About an hour and a half, yeah.
That's not too bad.
Up to 2 hours for the whole treatment. But essentially, they just go to sleep or they watch a movie. It's very relaxing. There's nothing – when you get hyperbaric oxygen therapy, as the chamber is being pressurized, the air gets a little warmer.
Mm-hmm.
And then as the you come back to surface, as we say, and it depressurizes, it gets a little cooler. But all you feel is a little pressure in your ears,
mm-hmm.
Kind of like you were diving to the bottom of the pool and in the deep end of the pool. I mean, that's about it. It's really not a exciting treatment per se, but it's very effective for certain conditions. There's certain
how many treatments do people usually do for? I guess it depends on time.
It depends. It depends. So. Out of 100 patients that we treat, only 10 of them will get hyperbarics or so, 10 to 15, depending on the region of or the location in the state. Some areas have a high diabetic concentration. So it's not it's just a modality. It's, mm-hmm. you know, we heal wounds. Sometimes we use hyperbarics. Other times we use synthetic skin grafts. Other times we use platelet-rich plasma. Other times we can just clean a wound surgically put a good antimicrobial dressing on the wound and it'll mm-hmm. heal. So these are all sort of the advanced modalities that we use. And some patients will just get one advanced modality.
Mm-hmm.
Other times we will stack the modalities. So with hyperbarics, patient might get 20, 30, 40 treatments, but they also might get a synthetic skin graft at the same time to really accelerate. I find a lot of wound care specialists make the mistake of trying one modality at a time sequentially. And so they will try just compression or just debridements and then, or just antibiotics. And then a month later, oh, that's not working. Let's add something else. Mm-hmm. And then they draw out the process for a year to 2 years. It just happened today in clinic. I have patients all the time come see me. How long have you had your wound? 6 years, 7 years, 10 years. And we'll heal them in 6 to 7 to 10 weeks. And that's because we have a very aggressive approach. We stack our treatments. We don't do them sequentially and just wait and see what happens. Yeah. I treat every patient as if it's my mom.
Yeah.
And a lot of people will say that, but when you have a family member that has a medical problem, you want to fix it immediately. Mm-hmm. And because wounds are chronic and they've been there for a long time, I think a lot of folks in the medical field just get complacent in that, well, it's been there for 2 years. Mm-hmm. Well, there's no emergency here, right?
Okay, so when is there, like, when it is okay to, like, deal with a wound at home, and when should you be like, oh, I need to seek medical?
Well, obviously, I mean, just we're not doing cuts and scrapes. And yeah. I mean, the stuff that you fall off your kid, you fall off your skateboard, your for mom's sure. going to rub her special recipe that's been mm-hmm. in the family for years. And you can almost do anything to those types of wounds and they will heal.
Really?
Our patients have a specific reason why they're not healing. They have diabetes. They have peripheral arterial disease. They have underlying bone infection. They have autoimmune disorders, and they're on steroids or prednisone, and they're totally mm-hmm. suppressing their immune system. They may be paraplegic. They have pressure problems, or they can't unload the pressure on their wound. You know, the diabetic can't even feel their foot, so they can step on a nail and not even know it. Ugh. My very first patient I ever treated back in 2004 was a diabetic and had a little wound in her foot, and I decided to get an x-ray, and there was a full-on sewing needle in the middle of her foot.
Ow.
And that wound had been there for 2 years.
Just a needle in her foot?
A needle in the middle of her foot, and there was a little pinhole at the bottom of her foot, and it's because she's diabetic, she couldn't feel it.
Wow.
So every time I stub my toe and it hurts really bad, I have to stop and think, thank God I have feeling in my foot.
Yeah.
There's a reason why we have sensation.
Wow, that is really crazy. Just kind of touching, because we were talking about, like, the, you know, your kid falls down and scrapes. What's the best, do you have any good, like, remedies, or what's the best over-the-counter medicine just to, like, treat wounds at home?
Well, I mean, for people that are not diabetic, mm-hmm. not immunodeficient, really, you just want to clean it. I mean, you know, you can go to CVS and they mm-hmm. have all the fancy stuff, you know, or Walgreens, you know, really, as long as you keep it covered and you keep a moist wound environment, 99% of regular wounds will mm-hmm. heal. I hear the sort of the old school mentality. I get patients all the time, well, don't I need to let the wound breathe?
Mm-hmm.
And my response is, your wound doesn't have lungs. It doesn't need to breathe.
Okay.
It used to be you need to air the wound out, right?
Yeah.
You don't want a wound to dry out. What you want is the wound to be moist. And that's moist wound healing. That is the modern theory of wound healing. You do not want to have a wound open to air.
Okay.
If it's open to air, that's how a wound is going to get infected. And you need to maintain a certain moisture balance for the immune system to heal a wound properly. Now, obviously, you don't want a wound that's soaking wet, so that's why we change our dressings all the time. But there's a perfect balance where a wound isn't too dry and it's not too wet. And they say in the old wound saying if a wound is dry, wet it. If a wound is wet, dry it.
Yeah.
That's sort of, you know, and somewhere in between there is the right balance.
Interesting. Does do the hyperbarics help with scarring at all?
It can help with the healing process. Mm-hmm. I don't know that there's studies that have been done as far as scar tissue. Mm-hmm. You know, once you've already had a wound and 3 years later, hey, I'm going to get hyperbarics to have a better scar. I'd have to think about that one. One thing people don't realize about wounds is that wounds will close, but they're not healed until about 18 months after they close. The scarring process, we call it remodeling,
uh-huh.
takes up to 18 months. So you may notice you have a surgical wound and it's itchy, it hurts, it's mm-hmm. red, and it can be like that for a long time. That remodeling process where collagen is being deposited in that wound bed and forming a strong scar, that can take up to 18 months.
I did not know that. I have like keloids.
Mm-hmm.
So like I'm always like very acutely aware of yeah. like the scar tissue and like, is this getting too dark?
Right. And some people yeah. have a hyperactive scarring yeah. process, and then you try to inject that with steroids, or if you cut it yeah. out surgically and then you scar again and it comes back yes. even worse. You know, some people don't heal well enough, and other people heal too aggressively, and then they get the keloids and the scar tissue. But, you know, we treat those as well.
Mm-hmm.
We're kind of on the borderline between minor surgery, dermatology, infectious disease, emergency medicine, family practice. I mean, what wound medicine is it's sort of the confluence of several specialties.
Mm-hmm. That's what it sounds like, yeah.
Podiatry. Now, I'm not a podiatrist. I don't mm-hmm. do surgery. You know, I refer to podiatrists all the time, and they refer to me. But we have to do a little bit of everything when it comes to healing a patient. You know, sometimes we do a bone debridement. Sometimes mm-hmm. we do a muscle debridement or a tendon debridement.
Do you like that it's like a little bit different every time?
Yeah, I mean, it's head to toe. So mm-hmm. we're not just isolated to one part of the body. And it really is multiple specialties wrapped in one. And so that's why we practice wound medicine. I don't practice wound care. And mm-hmm. that's sort of what MedCentris, my company, has really made a name for ourselves doing. Wound care is really sort of, I'm going to put a dressing on the wound. Mm-hmm. It's very topical. It's just sort of treating the surface. Whereas wound medicine is treating the entire cause of the wound. Why is that wound there? Well, because there's not enough blood flow. We need to get a revascularization procedure done. There's too much of edema, and we got to remove the swelling. There's underlying bone infection or osteomyelitis. The patient is protein calorie deficient, mm-hmm. a big one. Their nutrition is poor.
Yeah.
And they can't form a collagen matrix to heal a wound because they don't have enough protein reserves in their body to heal.
Gotcha. You're solving a problem and helping somebody's quality of life.
Right. And so if you're trying to heal a wound and it's not healing, there is some underlying medical issue that you're not addressing. And it's our job to find out what that is.
Awesome. Well, that is all great information. So I like to do a little rapid fire question at
sure.
the end.
Sure.
You ready?
Yeah.
So what is like the gnarliest wound you've ever seen?
Whew. Wow. I mean, I've seen so many. We've had patients who have lost entire legs all the way to the hip.
Yeah.
That flesh-eating bacteria, where it very, very foul
odor. That's actually one of the other questions. Yeah. How worried should I be about flesh-eating bacteria?
Well, if you're a fisherman or a fisherwoman mm-hmm. and you're out yeah. in the Gulf and you get stuck with a hook and you know, within 24 hours, you have a lot of pain, redness, swelling, and fever. I mean, yes, you should be very concerned. We do see that a lot with the folks that are around the water.
Mm-hmm.
There's a specific bacteria called Vibrio vulnificus that is in the waters around here that can mm-hmm. cause a very serious infection.
I feel like I hear about it a lot, like at the beaches too. Like, don't yeah. get in the water and don't get in the yeah. ocean.
I mean, if you have an open wound,
yeah.
you know, that's one of the reasons why we want to heal wounds quickly is that, you know, if you have an open wound and you have a compromised immune system, you're at risk for these rapidly progressing infections. Diabetics are at risk for that as well. So, you know, if you don't have a reason to be concerned, I mean, it doesn't mean don't go swimming. Don't go to the beach.
Yeah, obviously, yeah.
But if you have an open wound, that's one reason why you want to get that wound healed quickly before you go swimming
gotcha.
Laps in the ocean.
All right. This is a audience submitted question. Does the hyperbaric chamber really help your teeth grow back if you lost one?
Okay, so hyperbarics is beneficial to folks who have had radiation to their jaw. And so if you've had cancer, oral maxillary facial cancer, and your bones are degrading because of the radiation, hyperbarics can oxygenate those patients, oxygenate that bone. we'll do a Marks protocol. It's a procedure where a patient has had radiation to their jaw because of oral cancer usually, and then the oral surgeon wants to remove some teeth or do some surgery. So we will do hyperbarics on those patients before they get their surgery to really oxygenate that bone. And that way, when that tooth is extracted, that socket, everything mm-hmm. will heal. And then we'll do hyperbarics after that surgery as well to make sure that it heals. As far as growing new teeth, no.
No, yeah. No.
My 7-year-old son would love to hear that, but no.
All right. What's your favorite vacation spot?
I'd have to say Italy. That's where my wife and I went on our honeymoon, mm-hmm. and we've been talking about going back. But you know, once I actually find a time to take a vacation, that's my dream place to go back. The short answer, I can actually go quickly,
yeah.
would be anywhere in Southern California. That's where I'm from.
Oh, okay. That's awesome. What brought you here?
Well, I went to medical school at Tulane. I mm-hmm. met my wife, and I never left.
Awesome. All right. What's your best advice for someone considering the medical field?
I think you have to ask yourself why you're interested in it. Mm-hmm. You know, you really have to love the specialty. It's getting harder and harder to practice medicine. There are more and more protocols. Everything's very software driven. And so it really, and the good thing is in a world that is employees are being replaced by bots, it's mm-hmm. going to be very difficult to replace a physician or, mm-hmm. or a nurse or a nurse practitioner. The human aspect of medicine is very important, but you have to love people. If mm-hmm. you don't love people, then you shouldn't be in medicine. I mean, it at some level, if you don't love people, you're dealing with patients who are they're terrified. They are in crisis. They're usually in most specialties. If you're seeing them for something, they're having a major problem, and you're there to help them. And if you're just trying to fix a mechanical issue, medicine isn't for you. You really have to care about people. And that's what makes a great doctor, is someone who is not only very good at what they do and very good at healing whatever the specialty is, but you have to be able to care about people and relate to people, understand how to communicate with them mm-hmm. on their level, and understand that their level is not beneath your level. It's mm-hmm. just a different level.
Yeah.
And most of what we do in wound medicine is not technically that difficult. The mm-hmm. hardest part is getting the patient to do what you want them to do. Mm-hmm. And it's very easy to just say that patient's non-compliant. Mm-hmm. Well, let me tell you something. The most non-compliant patients on the planet are physicians and nurses. So it goes both yeah. ways, right? And so it really takes that person who is going to care about that human being that's right there on the stretcher or right there being treated, and figure out, how do I reach them and get them to do what I need them to do so that they can heal?
Awesome. That's awesome advice. Well, I think that's about it. Do you have anything else you want our audience to know?
I think mainly, you know, here at Baton Rouge General's Advanced Wound and Hyperbaric Center, we really do have the most advanced therapies available in the world. Mm-hmm. And, you know, being from the West Coast, everybody thinks, oh, well, the technology starts on the coast and makes its way to the middle of the United States. And it is absolutely not true. We have the most advanced wound centers here in Louisiana, not only here at Baton Rouge General, but MedCentris has wound centers all over the state of Louisiana and in Mississippi. And when I travel all over the country giving lectures and talks about wound medicine, and I'm stunned to find out that they're the ones that are behind the times in the big cities and so forth. And I kind of have to pat Louisiana on the back that it may be because we have such pathology here. We have so much diabetes and mm-hmm. so much peripheral arterial disease and so many amputations that the therapies and the treatments that we offer our patients are the most advanced in the world. And I'm very proud of that. I'm proud to be a part of that. And, you know, hoping to spread that message, not just in Louisiana, but to neighboring states and the whole region as well.
Wow. It's nice to be ahead of something in Louisiana for once.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right. Well, thank you so much for being here.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
All right. Thanks for going beyond the chart. Follow Baton Rouge General on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram for behind the scenes, upcoming episodes, and more. Feel free to subscribe and leave a review.